Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. There have been mixed reactions to the news that the federal government will recognise Palestinian statehood at the United Nations in September. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has said the move is part of a coordinated global effort for a two-state solution.
A two-state solution is humanity's best hope to break the cycle of violence in the Middle East, and to bring an end to the conflict, suffering and starvation in Gaza.
The Executive Council of Australian Jewry says they are disappointed but not surprised by the announcement. Co-Chief Executive Alex Rivchen says the move will be viewed in the Jewish community as a punitive measure towards Israel and a reward for Palestinian violence.
The government has departed from decades of bipartisan consensus which has envisaged Palestinian statehood and recognition as part of a comprehensive peace agreement between Israel, the Palestinians and the Arab states. Australia is now committed to recognising a state with no agreed borders, no single government in effective control of its territory and no capacity to live in peace with its neighbours.
The Australia-Palestine Action Network says the federal government's decision is not enough. The organisation's president, Nasser Mashni, says Australia must also be much tougher on Israel for what he says is its mistreatment of Palestinians.
Recognition is completely meaningless while Australia continues to trade, to supply arms, to have diplomatic relations and to diplomatically protect and encourage other states to normalise with this very state that is committing these atrocities.
A man is being interviewed by police after a man and a woman were found dead in a Melbourne home. The pair were found inside the home in Mount Waverley in Melbourne's southeast. Homicide Squad Detective Dean Thomas says the discovery was made after police received a call from a concerned neighbour who heard yelling coming from the property. He has told Channel 7 the relationship between the man they are speaking with and the alleged victims is yet to be determined.
Look, at this stage, we don't know the connection between the suspect that we have in custody and, of course, the occupant of the address. We have not yet formally identified the male and or female. That will occur during the course of the day.
Colombian Conservative Senator and presidential hopeful Miguel Uribe has died in hospital more than a month after he was shot during a campaign rally in Bogota. The 39-year-old senator had been shot in the head during the rally by a suspected 15-year-old teenager. Authorities have arrested six suspects linked to the attack, including the alleged shooter. A 12-month trial is underway in New South Wales on the use of body-worn cameras by hospital staff. Health Minister Ryan Park says security staff at selected sites will be able to activate the cameras in response to aggression and violence in the hospital. He says the trial will determine how effective the cameras are at deterring and de-escalating violent incidents. A total of 15 hospitals in Sydney are part of the trial, while hospitals in Lismore and Port Macquarie are also included. South Australian Premier Peter Malinauskas says it's unclear how long the destructive algal bloom will persist along the state's coastline. The Federal Environment Minister, Murray Watt, has apologised for the government's slow response to the bloom, which has killed tens of thousands of marine animals since March. But Mr Malinauskas has told Sky News he's hopeful the event passes soon.
There's a significant cohort of scientists who are still of the view that the algal bloom will pass us by in the cooler months, you know, which we've probably got around about 6 or 7 weeks off left. But there is also a very real possibility that this is still around in spring and summer, and that will present a different suite of challenges, and that's what we're preparing for as a government. We're preparing for the worst and hoping for the best.
Three of Australia's leaders are in the Pacific this week to strengthen ties in the region. Deputy Prime Minister Richard Marles is in Port Moresby today. He's meeting with the PNG Prime Minister James Marape and the country's Defence Minister. He will later join Foreign Minister Penny Wong and Pacific Island Affairs Minister Pat Conroy in Vanuatu, where they will meet with leader Jotham Napat to discuss the NACAPAL agreement. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.